Hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. Thank you for coming back. Much love to you. Look, I know wherever you're listening to this, you're stuck in a house. You're stuck around people that you love, but are probably getting on your nerves. I know what you mean. I know how you feel. And we're going to talk about it on this episode. Let's get through this together, my friends. So, sit back, and because I know you're not driving anywhere. Most a lot of times you people are driving listening to this. But sit back, because I know you're at home. I know some of the things I say about the people you love are going to hit home. But don't look at them while I'm talking about them, because they're going to know I'm talking about them. Well, actually, they can't do anything to me. I'm here. They'll beat you up. So it's in your best interest to keep your mouth shut about what I'm talking about and let them hear it for themselves. So, my friends, are you ready for this episode? Good. Well, let's do it. Hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show, and I don't want this to shock you, but I MS Anthony Thomas. You knew that already, didn't you? Fantastic. Look, we're all stuck in the house. Stuck, trapped, locked up. Can go outside for essential things, but can't go outside for dopey things. I understand that. And that's what I want to talk about today, my friends. I want to talk about that today. I, just like you, am stuck in the house. Yesterday I went shopping. I had to go shopping for several weeks worth of goods, so I don't have to go back out for a couple of weeks. That's what you do. And it's really weird to walk outside and see everyone wearing masks and everyone going out of their way to stay at least 6 feet away from each other, right? Everybody is behaving toward each other in the supermarket the way they would behave towards someone who had the kind of body odor that preceded them and lingered as well, right? You walk somewhere near somebody, it's almost as if they have an alarm in their bodies that he's 5 feet 11 inches away, and they jump away from you a little bit, trying not to embarrass you, but they jump away a little bit, and you look at them like, what a person is weird. I'm offended by the fact that this person jumped away from me like that. That's a, and you look to your right and someone's 4 feet from feet away from you, and you go and jump from them and go, you know what, I mentally apologize for mentally being mad at that person who was mentally reacting to the actual threat. They don't know whether you have it or not, or whether they don't know. But the thing is, this thing, it's really weird when something happens on a societal basis that literally affects everyone. You know, when I lived in Los Angeles in the 90s, there was an earthquake, one of the biggest earthquakes ever in Los Angeles. And where I was in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, where I lived, it affected everyone's life. Businesses that used to be there, that I used to walk by, that I used to frequent, business owners that had become friends over the course of time, all of a sudden they weren't there. And the ones that were there didn't behave the same way. They weren't mean, but they were obviously stressed because they had lost a lot of business. They had lost a lot of equipment. They had lost a lot of customers. So they weren't the same person for a long time. And the neighborhood in Hollywood that I live close to Hollywood and Vine. The neighborhood didn't look the same. Big holes in freeways, buildings in the middle of the street, and it affected everything. Everywhere you go, every person you met had a story about how the earthquake affected them. Oh no. And this is the same thing with this coronavirus, right? Eventually, because there's so many people that have it, you know someone that has it. Or unfortunately, you know someone who had it and something bad happened to them. Condolences. Oh no. But this coronavirus is a little bit different than the earthquake, because a few weeks later, everybody was back to normal. And a few days later, people were going back out to the stores. There was problems. I get it. Some of the stuff on the shelf was a little knocked around. In fact, some of the products were still there, but they were a little beaten up and they were on sale. Oh. But the coronavirus makes you stay in the house. You can't go outside. One of the things that people used to always say, and people say, I guess still say now, you never know how your relationship with your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend, whatever, you don't really know that person until you've been on a long road trip with them. Now, how long is a long road trip? The drive across the country, if you catch the bus, it'll take you 2 days, maybe 3 days. I know this from personal experience. I've made the trip from East Coast to West Coast and West Coast to East Coast. I've made those trips. I know how long they take. And if you're on a bus, it'll take 2 to 3 days. If you're driving yourself, maybe it'll take 4 to 7 days, depending on how much driving you do, how many people are in the car. You know what I'm saying. But that's only a couple of days. You don't really know anything about a person after a few days. A person who's a real piece of crap can hide their piece of crapness for a couple of weeks. Hell, some of you are married right now or been in relationships with someone for 6 months, and you have no idea that the person you're in a relationship with right now is secretly a piece of crap. But you'll find out, but right now you don't know. Oh no. And the reason that you don't know is because they don't live with you. They go home. They practice their piece of craptiness with someone else or with the general public. They save their niceness for you. But because of this virus now, you're in the house 24/7 with your family or your roommate. And now you're finding out exactly what the deal is with that person, aren't you? Of course you are. Think about your job, right? Think in the terms of this mental experiment. You're at a job you don't mind. You don't love it. You don't hate it. Maybe you're a little closer to hate than love. It annoys you that you got to be there, but it gets the job done. It gets the job done. It pays the bills. You maybe you got to struggle a little bit, and sometimes you get a little bit of a bonus. You get a little bit of a head, and sometimes it backs up a little bit because you got to spend the money on something. But it just kind of gets the job done. You know, like regular people, like all of us for the most part. But as bad as a job can be, as much of a pain in the buttocks as the people you work with are, you get to go home. You look at the clock, it's 5:55, 5:56, 5:57, 5:58, 5:59, 5:59, 5:59, 5:59, 5:59, 5:59. You know how long that last minute is. And then it's 6 o'clock and you're off the clock. And you will know from personal experience in exactly 7 minutes, you will be in your car. You'll be pressing the on button or twisting the key, whatever kind of car you have. You're going to be in that car and you're going to be able to leave. You know, it's 6:07 and the car is on. You know, it's 6:47 or somewhere thereabouts. Let's say 6:50. You will be home. O to the M to the E, not at that place, at your place. Oh, yeah. In this thought experiment, you hate your job, but you love your family. You love your wife, or you love your husband, right? You go home to them, you get the hug from the person you love the most in the world. They ask you how your day was. You tell them how your day was. They console you. You get to sit there, snuggle up on the couch with the person. You eat the popcorn, you have the movie, you talk and all of that crap. And it feels great. You smell her hair. You hear her laugh. You hug her. She tells you about her day. You console her about the good stuff, or if she had a great day, you congratulate her and all of that crap. But you feel great because you're with this wonderful person. So you have kids and you love your kids. Same scenario. 6:50, you open up the door. You got the wonderful wife. The kids run up to you. Hey, Dad, or hey, Mom. You hug the kids. You kiss the kids. You help them with the homework. You have a little fun time with the kids. You watch the show. You play the game. You eat the dinner. You put them to bed. Then you get on the couch with your wife or your husband. You snuggle up to them and you go back to what happened before with the popcorn and the kissing and all that crap. You know what I'm saying. But you get to be with your wonderful kids. You get to be with your wonderful spouse, and you don't have to think about that place. Oh, no. You go to bed. You relax. You drift off into sleep. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, God, what time is it? Oh, God, 6:40. Let me take a shower. You're in the shower and the water is relaxing. Yay. The soap, the bubbles. Yay, right? right? You walk back into the room after you take this shower. Your wife is there. You go over to give her a kiss because you go to work earlier than she does. Okay, you give her a kiss a little. The fact that her breath smells like death doesn't matter because you've been married 10 years now. You're used to her breath smelling like that because when she had to get up early and you're in the bed and she comes out of the shower and kisses you before she goes to work, when she has to go to work earlier than you, your breath also smells like death, but you've been married 10 years. You're used to death breath. Doesn't matter. She's incredible or he's incredible. Doesn't matter that right this moment they got death breath. Doesn't matter because they're incredible. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But now it matters. You walk out to your car and you gotta go back to that place and it sucks. But at least you know you get to leave that place today. You're going to get to come home today and go through all the wonderful things that I just explained today. Right? Say your job's great, or your job's just eh, and your home life's ugh. Right? You have that once a week you get to go out with the boys. Or ladies, once a week you get to go out with the girls. Your husband's a pain in the neck sometimes, and you get to go out with the girls and talk about stuff. He's this, he's that, he's this, he's that, he's this, he's that, he ain't this, he ain't that, he get, and you diss your husband's and you realize he's not that bad, right? Because you start to miss them and you go back home and then everything's great, then he acts like an idiot again, and then another week goes by and then you get to go out with the girls and complain about his punk behind, and the same thing with you dudes, your wife, you love her, you know, and then she starts to get annoying. And you get that one day a week you get to hang out with the boys. Yeah, she ain't nothing, and she did, and I don't know why she always, and then she did, and her mother, and get all of that crap. And what do? You start to miss her. You go back. You know what I'm saying? The reason you can survive these things, the reason is because you have, with the bad job, you can leave and go and be with your wonderful family. And if your family gets to be a pain in the neck, you get that one night out with the boys, you can get away from the kids. This is their time. She has to watch the kids. Then the next time she gets to go out, you get stuck with the punk kids. It doesn't matter. You got a release valve. You can get away. Now we go back to current day, current time. And the virus that is going around the world right now keeps you in the house. Let's go back to the job, right? The coronavirus keeps... Imagine if something happened and you had to stay at the job you can't stand 24 hours a day. At 6 o'clock, beep, the clock goes off. But guess what? The virus keeps you at the job. You can't see your kids. You can't see your wife. You can Skype them. You can Zoom them. Or whatever, the WhatsApp. You can use that crap, but you can't get to see them. You can't kiss your wife. And other stuff. You can't kiss your husband. And other stuff. You can't hug your kids. And you're stuck with the coworker you can't stand. The kind of person that makes you work out harder at the gym because you picture his face on a punching bag. And now it's 12 o'clock at night and you're still stuck with him. And you got a shower there with him. You're stuck at that place. Oh. And even though you hated him before, you hate him 55,000 times more now because you can't get away from him. There's no release valve. Oh, ha, ha. Well, that's probably what's happening with you right now with your families, isn't it? Right? Your wife starts to get on your nerves, right? But you can't go hang out with the boys now, can you? Nope. And you know when she nags you about some stuff, she nags you, how come you don't, why don't you ever, how come you don't, my last boyfriend did this, before I was married, this happened, your kid did this, your kid did that, you're over here on the phone talking about the crap she was talking about, and you realize how in depth she gets in dissing you with her girlfriends. You didn't mind it as much, you knew she was trashing the crap out of you, you knew all the other ladies were trashing the crap out of their dudes, you know they were saying horrible stuff and describing stuff that they don't need to describe. You knew it was happening, but you didn't have to hear it. And now you gotta hear it. In fact, your kids overhear some of it, right? And now you try to kiss them on the cheek and they're like, nah, that's cool, pop back. Nah, bro. And you're like, what did you overhear? Nothing, but never kiss me again. Oh, no. Right? And as guys, you always try to keep it inside. You know, she said all sorts of disgusting stuff. 45 points sent 45, okay, let's not lie, 60% of the crap was true. The other 40% was opinion. You can disprove that stuff, but you better not try or you're going to get killed. You know what I'm talking about, right? And then all of a sudden, you're on the phone with your guys and she's talking on, you're talking all sorts of crap about her. She don't, she can't. How come, man, when I was a single man, I used to geeky, biggie, biggie, right? We got married. We used to biggie, 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 and then I used to biggie, biggie. Remember that time we went out to Vegas and giggy biggy biggy? Remember that bachelor party? And of course, you accidentally overheard what she said, but she didn't accidentally overhear what you said. She was listening and taking notes. She has a notepad, and it has at the top of the notepad stuff to fight about in the future, save for later. Oh yeah, she's just writing out all the crap you said. She's got, oh, I'm going to use this next March. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And you don't have that release valve. You can't go anyplace. You can't do it because you're stuck in a house. You're all stuck in a house with somebody, aren't you? You're stuck in there with your spouse, your kids, your roommate, and they're getting on your nerves. You want to get away from them, but you can't. I know how you feel. We'll be back right after this short break. And now, back to the show. Right? Isn't it a big pain in the neck when you're around someone that's negative all the time? They don't even realize how much of your energy they're draining from you. It feels like somebody, it feels like a, you feel like a tire with a slow leak, right? And it gets hot outside, and all of a sudden, because it's hot outside, aka you're around someone who's fun, you get that summer air. You know, you go to your tire and it was down and it's low because it's cold outside, then the next day it's 80 degrees and it inflates. That's what it's like when a person that you like is around you. They come around you, you get that summer air. You're puffed up, you're doing good, everything. Oh, it's a smooth ride, right? And then that negative person comes around. And that winter air comes around. When the positive person was around you, hey man, what you doing is great and fantastic. You know what? I disagree with you. Let me explain why I disagree with you. I'm not going to insult you. I'm just going to give you some constructive criticism. Wait a minute, you're going to tell me something that I'm doing wrong, but do it in a way that doesn't crush my soul, that doesn't make me feel like less of a human being? Fantastic. Go ahead. Well, I think this. You know what? I never saw it that way. I disagree with what some of the stuff they said, but thank you for putting it that way. Fantastic. Summer air. Hey, you do something great. The summer air person fluffs you up. Hey man, that's what you're doing. It's great and fantastic and great and double great and fantastic and incredible. Ah, summer air. But eventually the winter comes. The winter air person shows up. Right? You do something bad, it's 55 times worse than it actually was, right? You leave your shoe in the middle of the room, you didn't mean to do it, and all of a sudden, you find out that the reason the shoe is in the middle of the room is because your dad is a piece of crap and your mother's a hooker. Wow, right? You do the toilet paper exactly the way you're supposed to do the toilet paper, but you pull it a little too hard and it's hanging down just a little bit. Oh, you always do that. You're trying to get back at me. Oh, right? You know what I'm talking about, ladies, right? You do a little something that's not that really that big of a deal. Maybe it's your turn to cook, right? He cleaned the living room, right? You clean the living room, but all of a sudden he doesn't like the way you clean the living room, even though you did exactly the same thing he did, because he's being nitpicky, because he's a negative piece of crap and always got a lot of crap to say. And when I did it the other day, it didn't look like that. You left one line over there. I don't see the line.
Of course you don't see the line. You don't have this magnifying glass that has fine stuff the wife did that I can nitpick written on the handle. And there it is right there. Look at that right there. There's one molecule that's not lined up properly. I knew it. I should have married the other woman. My mom was right. I should never married you, because the other lady that I was dating before, you never left a molecule out of place on the rug.
You know what I'm talking about. The winter air. But what if during this coronavirus period, you're not stuck with a summer air person? You're stuck with a winter air person. With no escape. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, folks, just remember, my friends, we're at a heightened time right now. You know, the things that are getting on your nerves in your house with your significant other, your spouse, your friend, your roommate, it's actually just 50 times worse because you don't have that release valve. You don't have that thing where you can escape them because they're always there. I know your kids are fighting. I know they're doing that thing where they put their finger 1 inch away from the other kid's face saying, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. And the little one walks into the room and says, Dad, he's putting his finger. And he goes, but I'm not touching her. And you want to yell at both of them, but you don't feel like it because it's not going to do any good. You're not a spanker in the first place. What you going to do? Make them go up to their room. And then they sit upstairs slamming doors or doing something stupid. They'd like puppies in a way. You know how puppies are. If you don't pay enough attention to the puppy, they chew your couch up. But kids are just like that. The only thing kids don't do is take a dump on the bed. And I better not say that because I don't want to give them any ideas if somehow they overhear this in the car when you're driving to work listening to this. I can imagine like 3 days after I drop this episode, I'll go from these really, really nice email. I love your show, man. I like the way you talk about things, man. The stuff is funny, man. I like the insight on some things, man. And the character thing is great and stuff. And all of a sudden, hey, man, I like your show and everything. But we were driving in the car to work after the pandemic was over. We were going back and we were doing some stuff. We were driving around with the kids and we were sitting in the front. My wife and I were sitting in the front laughing at your podcast and everything, right? And you got to that episode where you're talking about people being stuck in a house and we up in the front laughing when you said the kid taking the dump on the bed. We were up, my wife and up there laughing like, ha, 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 ha. We were high five for the stuck. We both big fans of your podcast and we listening to both of your podcasts, all of that. But then I looked in the rearview mirror and I saw the kids looking at each other, taking notes. And they did that thing where you take your finger and you press your nose like you did, like people doing stereotypical 60s or 70s era movies when they're, you know, signifying that they're about to do something bad to somebody, right? And they looked at each other and they menacingly looked at my wife and I in the front seat. And they're both looking at, they're nodding their heads as if to say, yeah. And they looked at each other like, yeah, we gonna get these old people, right? And all of a sudden, my kids that don't really eat that much, all of a sudden, talking about something, let's stop off at this place. They start eating lots of chili and stuff. And they're like, yeah, Dad, that's cool, Dad. And then the next thing I know, they took huge dumps on their bed because of you. Well, I just want to say right now, if there's any kids, if you're in the back of the car listening to this podcast and your parents are up there laughing, I was just making a comparison between you and puppies to illustrate a point. You know, a puppy is an animal. It doesn't, you know, it just sometimes it just reacts to things. There's no way that because I made the comparison between you kids and the puppies that it's not acceptable for you to leave huge dumps on beds to get back at your parents. That is absolutely wrong to do. Don't do that. That is, I mean, come on now. I know you're little kids or teenagers or whatever, but you got to know that is not acceptable behavior. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's wrong. That's like if I said to you, break into your parents' file cabinet and find videotapes that says loving, 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 and then putting it on the end of that and blackmailing your parents that you were going to show them with their butts out and they'll go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And listen, that's Anthony. When you were explaining to the kids that they should not do the thing on the bed, you made another comparison about the kids finding incriminating photographs and video of me and my wife that we had hidden for our own enjoyment and then putting them on the internet and blackmailing us. They went and did that, man. Could you stop making really bad suggestions? Could you just do your regular show and not make no comparisons and give kids bad ideas what to do to us, okay? Because we already had kids do the bed thing, and then I caught my son uploading a pic of me and my wife in Batman outfits. You know, I mean, not the, okay, never mind. That's not the point. Just stop giving bad ideas. Okay, man, you know, this, it's really, really wrong. The last thing I want to do is give people bad ideas. Kids, don't do none of that stuff. Just don't do it, okay? Just don't do it. You know, just whatever you do, when your parents, you look up to your parents and you show them respect at all times. Okay. That's what you do. You don't do anything to the parents. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because if you really think about it, putting your parents' weirdness online is just as bad as taking their credit card and going on a shopping spree with your friends. And dag, man, bro. Is there any way you could make your suggestion to kids act in an appropriate way without giving them bad ideas? The bad thing, they tried to blackmail me with the Batman outfit on that I was wearing for my wife with my butt out. And now all of a sudden, the kid went out there and bought himself a motorbike. Dude, I know that's not what you were intending to happen. Okay, and like I said, I'm still a big fan of your shows and everything, but you gotta stop giving kids really bad ideas of what to do. I know that's not what you're intending to do. I know that's what you're not intending to do. Don't do it. Just be more careful. You're right. God, I'm digging myself in a bigger hole. I'm just trying to, the whole idea behind this episode was to talk about the fact that, you know, it's tough sometimes when we're stuck in the house and we don't have that release valve where we could go someplace else to just blow off some steam because we're stuck in the house with the people. And I did not mean, you know, so I'm not even going to mention kids. Kids, don't do anything bad to your parents, okay? You know what I mean? Just none of that stuff. Just be cool. I mean, it's like, this is horrible, man. You know, it's like, I just feel bad. You know, it reminds me when I was living with this lady and, you know, she went through my pockets and she found some keys and a matchbox in my hotel room. I wasn't even at a hotel room with another woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a comedian. So obviously sometimes I stop, if I have a long drive, I stop off at a hotel, you know, for myself because I don't want to drive, you know, too long. I don't want to, you know, get a nice rest. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, and I felt violated that she went through my clothes like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, imagine if your wife went through your clothes and found keys and a matchbox from a hotel. I mean, you people aren't comedians. You don't travel like I do. I mean, if she were to find a matchbox and some keys in your pocket, she would probably be very suspicious because there really would be no reason for her to do that. You know, but good thing for y'all that your woman does not go through all of your clothes and check your phones. Dude, bro. First of all, you had my kids. I know you didn't mean to do that with the kids. I know you didn't mean it. But last night, my wife went through my clothes because of your show and found some keys and a matchbox in my clothes, and she thought I was cheating on her. And this is ridiculous. I had to explain to her that I had a long drive, like you said, and I stopped off at that hotel for rest. Okay, let me type back this guy. What hotel were you at? It was a hotel called the Marzipan. The Marzipan Hotel. Oh, man, that's actually right outside of the city.
Yeah.
I mean, if that hotel was right outside of the city, why would you have to stop at a hotel that's 7 minutes from, you know, the city that you live in? I mean, that means the worst case scenario would be I wish I could type faster. The worst case scenario would be that you could be home in about 12 minutes. I'm pretty sure you could have just gone straight home.
Dude, bro, my wife just read the email where you said,
and why in the hell, he has a point. Why did you have to stop off at a hotel room when you were 11 minutes away from the house? You were so tired you couldn't drive another 11 minutes. You could have pulled off to the side of the road and had a nap right there. You didn't have to spend money on a hotel. We're not rich. Maybe you weren't alone. Maybe you split that hotel room with somebody else. Maybe somebody else paid for the hotel room. You have a lot of explaining to do.
Bro, could you please end this episode? Because now my kids have started acting weird and my wife is suspicious that I'm cheating on her. Now, okay, actually, I am actually cheating on her, but I didn't want her to be suspicious about it.
Wow. Oh, boy. I really don't want to have any more conversations about this. I'm just going to end this episode because the longer it goes, the more trouble you get in. I mean, me personally, nothing's happening to me. My audience is loving the crap out of this. But sounds like you pretty much ruined your life there, bro. So, folks, I'm going to end this episode because one of my listeners is just pretty much His life's been ruined. Let me see. I got another email from the guy. Seems like a good guy. Oh, that's your wife? Oh, jeez. And you cheated? I mean, there's no excuse to cheat, but good God almighty. Man, I mean, I've never cheated on anybody in my life, and I never will. But, you know, even if I was a cheater, ain't no way in hell I'm going to cheat on that woman. Goodness gracious. I mean, there's no excuse for cheating, and it doesn't, the looks of a person shouldn't make you cheat or not cheat, but goodness gracious. Good Lord. Hey, girl. Now that you know your man is cheating, you know, I've run two successful podcasts with a comedian. I was just saying that I know you are not creeping into my woman's messages. Nah, bro. I just did that as a joke for the show. Anyway, folks, this episode is over. I want to thank you guys for listening. I think I might have to fight this guy. It's been a long time since I've been in a fist fight, so this probably ain't going to end well for me. I will see you next time. Hopefully not from the hospital. Wow. This episode took a turn for the worse. See you next time. Hopefully, he's punching the inside of his hand. Boy, this is not that. Ooh, boy. This is not going to be good. I got to go. All right, everybody. Thank you very, very much for coming back. I appreciate the loyalty. Much love to you all. Hope you enjoyed yourself as I enjoyed talking to you and with you. If you love the show, rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend. Much love to you all. I will see you next time. Take care.